May it be given to me to speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday, our Jewish brothers and sisters began the great festival of Pesach, the Passover, the recollection of the dramatic events of the Exodus from Egypt. An event like no other in their ancient history. A night, as the Orthodox Jewish liturgy expresses it, different from all other nights. A night reimagining, reliving, and re-embodying the Volta, the moment of turning, when everything they knew and had known utterly changed. The night, the new now. Everyone is experiencing the loss and the yearning when you see someone on screen, but you can't touch them. You can't hug them. You are not able to kiss them. There is a sadness. We'll feel partially together. It's better than nothing. But it's not the same, remarked Rabbi Laura Jana Klausner on this morning's Today programme. COVID-19 has truly made this night different from all other nights, to be sure. So we find ourselves in a new now, the new normal, a way of seeing, of living, of being, which is different from anything and everything the majority of us have hitherto known. COVID-19, the great plague of our age, is silently and insidiously bearing upon us, Volte, to whose consequences we are barely beginning to awaken. So, again this night is different, truly, from all other nights. Our world and we experience this 2020 Passover disfigured, discombobulated, and disembodied. For we are authentically realizing the whole meaning of what dis means. Poverty. Paucity. Badness. An etymology that doubtless cuts up rough on hearing and reflecting, and with which we are struggling and failing to live in these days. Our disses are really and truly in our faces, and it is bloody and hard. It is bloody hard. It certainly means looking ill and death in the face, and for so very many, inhabiting them. Of course, it frightens us. We may not know. We cannot tell. There is nothing, whatever, we can do. We simply have to go on in being. Being in ourselves. Being in the wilderness of this naughty, fleeting world. The Judeo-Christian tradition has trained us for Volta over 2,000 years. The Judeo-Christian tradition has trained us For this, we of little faith, calling us, exalting us to a place named Gethsemane. And tonight we follow and sit with our Lord there in his Volta as he sets his face to passion and death. Everything is changed, yet everything is as it ever was. Tonight is once and for all the night, the beginning of the end, and the start of the unending new beginning, birthed and realized and relatable in the one greater than John and more than Moses, who is nonetheless united to them in his flesh and blood. Jesus, the coming King of the Jews and mediator of the better, costliest covenant. The one who is like we are, blood and flesh, churned guts and flailing body, through whom and with whom and in whom we will be remembered, re-embodied, and loved into and beyond eternity. He into whose loving hands have been given all things. Tonight, we are presented with the changeless, perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. Physicalized in bread and wine, yet authenticated rather at the penumbra of our own pain and brokenness. Authenticated through all the ways we are dysfunctional, disenfranchised, dyslexic, dyspraxic, dysphoric. Disrobed and girded with a towel to wash the blood, sweat, and tears of our brothers and sisters. When we lay these offerings at the altar, so we receive ourselves and taste the truth of the full, final sacrifice, who renews flesh and spirit in the divine mystery of love. Remembering, doxologizing, all our apparent dismemberment, once and for all. This night is different from all other nights, as we remember our unity with all who have gone before us, those who go for us now in their vocation and ministry on the front line of the coronavirus crisis, and those whose future we yet only glimpse as heaven comes down to earth to join all the saints in the easy, beautiful, and holy dance of love. Tonight especially, the wisdom of God sets her memorial table for the dist, who call out of any trouble, sorrow, sickness, need or adversity, that we may each taste love's meat. I think not least on this Thursday night of the key workers consistently, endlessly serving us amidst all this, embodying the life of the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Tonight, your way does not belong to you. Moreover, see it given for you. You must sit, says love, and taste my meat. Love grant us also to receive his grace, that we may henceforward be remembered in God's gift of himself, and sit and eat. God grant that I have spoken to you in his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.